Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me. This is Lily Harper for Female Startup Club. Welcome back to the show. It's Doon here, your host and hype girl. Today's episode is a very special one. This is the youngest entrepreneur we've ever had on the show by a really long shot. And Lily is proof that when you set your mind to something and you follow your dreams and goals, amazing things can happen no matter how old or young you are. Lily Harper is a 9-year-old entrepreneur and the founder of Lily Lou's Aromas. And her story starts when she was being emotionally and physically bullied in school. So during the pandemic, when schools were shut down, students were actually sent to learn from home. And this is when Lily found a passion in creating beautiful scented candles with her mum. And this is when she started to thrive. With a hyper-creative mind, Lily is continually coming up with new ideas and has set huge goals for herself and her company. An important foundation of Lily's personal and business life is that she's involved in every decision from Lily Lou's Aromas to how her school day is planned out. And this gives Lily the opportunity to learn and acquire knowledge and essential skills while maintaining the freedom to grow in the direction she chooses. It was such an honor to get to chat to Lily about her journey and what she's been building so far and just how she's living her life. I loved this episode so much, and she is such a big inspiration to me, and I hope she's a big inspiration to you too. Let's get into today's episode. This is Lily for Female Startup Club.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Lily, hi. Welcome to the Female Startup Club podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to do this. I love podcasts.
Yes, and you're so good at them. I'm so excited to have you on the show. You're by far the youngest guest I've ever had, and I'm excited to hear your story and how you got started and why you got started. So do you want to kind of give us a little bit of an introduction into who you are and what your business is?
Yeah, perfect. So I'm Lily. I'm the founder of Lily Leaves Aromas. I make non-toxic soy wax candles that don't give you headaches, and that's a little bit of my introduction. But do I tell my story?
Well, let's get straight into it. I want to hear your story. I want to go back to like the very beginning when you had the light bulb moment, thinking about candles, thinking about starting a business.
Okay, perfect. So I started my business because I was bullied at school, both mentally and physically. I was pushed down metal stairs. I was throwing rocks at it. I felt really hurt, and that's when COVID hit. And I was homeschooled, and everybody was homeschooled. And then me and my mom love taking care of our mental health. So we go upstairs, we light a candle, we do our skincare, we journal, watch our favorite show. But we realized that the candles we were using were actually giving us headaches, because we just started getting headaches out of nowhere, and we kind of thought it was the candles. So we searched it up, and they had toxins in them that were bad for you. So I wanted to make a change in that, and to make them eco-friendly, sustainable, non-toxic. So I started doing my business, and yeah, now I'm just kind of doing a new business now by accident.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Had you originally, you know, when you were kind of realizing that there was this problem you're experiencing in the house and, you know, the smell was giving you headaches and things like that, were you originally thinking, oh, I'm just going to change these candles for myself? Or were you already thinking, wow, maybe other people might want to buy this and thinking about starting a business?
The thing is that when I started my business, I didn't actually know I was doing my business until I started getting orders. And then I realized that, oh, I'm actually doing a business. So I wanted to do it because of our ritual, because because candles are the part of our mental health in our ritual. So I was like, oh, let's just make this for me and my mom. And then we started like selling them for funsies. And then it kind of just got orders, and we were like, oh, we're getting orders.
It snowballed. I love that.
Yeah.
I want to kind of stick around this time when it was like early days, you're kind of just sort of, you know, starting to realize that other people might want to buy your products. How much money did you need to start the business? And what was that really early, like first few steps to being like, okay, I'm going to make these kind of, you know, en masse or make a bunch of different products to start selling?
Yeah, the price of being seven. It was actually, it was not my bank. It was the bank of my mom and dad's. They actually gave me the money to be able to get the supplies that I needed. So I had the money, and I started like getting all the supplies I needed. And it was around, I think, $100 to $150.
And how long did it take you kind of, you know, developing different samples and different kinds of candles to get to the point of being like, wow, this is the candle that we're going to start selling? This is like the finished product.
it took us a couple of months to get the skill because we had no clue what we were doing. So I started off with wax melts, which was like an easy step to do. So we started doing it. We got the wrong wax. It started crumbling. It was absolutely worse. But we started making wax melts. It was good. And then after months and months and months, then we got the skill of it. And then I started doing candles and then anymore.
And when you were in that kind of like phase of, okay, you know, we've spent months and months and months developing, and then you're starting to put the word out there, are you kind of, you know, telling your friends and family, or are you at a market, or had you already immediately started being on Instagram or another social media platform? Like, how did you start getting the word out there for people to buy your candles?
So basically, I first started with the social media, building the social media platform to start getting my, when I started doing the social media that to drive online traffic to my store, I started making the website. And then when I started making the website, orders started to come in, which my granddad, which was my first order.
I love that. For somebody as
a present, which was a wax melt. And then many orders. And then we just had this like big wholesale order come over, and it was like a lot of candles. And we were like,
how many candles do you remember?
I don't know. Maybe like 100? I was like,
oh
somewhere
my
like
gosh,
that.
Wow.
We were like, wow, that's a lot.
How are we going to make those?
what are we going to do? So we started just making them and getting all the wholesale order. And yeah, it was this truly moment of happiness that I really loved.
And are you making them kind of in your kitchen with your family?
Yeah, so I'm making them in my kitchen at the moment, as they're like, it's called my maker station. It's we're trying to look for a warehouse at the moment to maybe do like somebody like do it for us, or maybe we do it in a warehouse. And but it's just kind of hard at the moment because a lot of ones are quite expensive, but at the same time we have our kitchen has taken over. Like the candles have taken over our kitchen. We have about this much space to cook. we're trying to find one at the moment.
I love that. That's so cool. I love that all your family's involved too. That's such a special time.
They love it.
When you were kind of, I want to stick around the Instagram kind of social media part of the story in the beginning, because you started in 2020-ish during the pandemic. So it's been a couple of years now. You have a huge following online. But in those early days when you were just getting started, was there a moment you remember kind of online when things started to snowball and spiral and kind of go viral for you?
So, yes, when I started building my social media platform, I posted a video that went absolutely viral, and we started getting a lot of orders, and that's when my Shopify account started going, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
I love that sound.
And I was like, I did the biggest happy dance for the rest of the day, and I loved it, and I was so happy, so I did the biggest happy dance.
And when that video went viral, were you kind of like, what was your strategy after that for social media? Were you thinking, okay, I'm going to post every single day or multiple times a day? Or what was your thought process at that time?
Yeah, so we were going to do like, so I started like, I was going to post like every single day to keep that strategy up, because because sometimes people say to me like, oh, if you don't post enough, then you're going to lose your strategy and then it's going to go down. But if you post every single day after a viral video that is gone, then you're going to start getting that strategy up. So I wanted to start posting more and more and more, and we started getting now because I provided value to the people who were watching it. Because sometimes when I'm editing my videos, I'm like, is this going to provide value to the person who is watching it? And is somebody going to watch it? Is somebody going to be interested in it? Because my videos are educational. Like, they're like, you're learning how like candles are like have toxins in them. And so I say, is this going to provide value? And if it is, then I post it, and I post more and more and more. And that's how I have 350,000 followers across my platforms.
Wow, that is just so cool and so impressive. when you think about that, you know, where you've arrived to in the last 3 years, what has that meant for you? What is that like? Like, is this what you could have envisioned when you were just getting started?
I had so many dreams. I still have so many dreams when I was younger and still do. But yeah, I wasn't really envisioning this as much. Like, I'm in big retailers now. Like, I'm everywhere now. Like, I did not envision this when I was younger. When I was younger, I was like, oh, this is going to be a business. This is going to be good. Like, just a small business. But now I'm like, this is huge now. yeah, but I was definitely having big dreams when I was younger.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I was reading or listening to one of your recent kind of, episodes or interviews online, and you were talking a lot about how you manifest your goals and your dreams. And I'm wondering for you, what are you manifesting at the moment and what's your process?
I'm manifesting so many things right now. To be in big retailers, like to be around the world, like my candles around the world, like big retailers, like Indigo, like Whole Foods, like so many big retailers that I dream of being in, that I would do the biggest happy dance ever if I did get in. but yeah, I'm manifesting so many things right now. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited for you. You're getting into all of those retailers. That's going to happen. Someone listening to this episode is going to pass it on to a buyer and they're going to get in touch with you. I'm manifesting that for you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
What are the kinds of marketing strategies that you're using with the business now outside of organic kind of Instagram and social media channels? What else have you kind of learned and started to implement?
Can you say that again? I'm 10, so like my mind like has to take a moment to...
Yes, of course, sorry. What else are you doing outside of organic Instagram? So are you doing kind of any paid ads online, or are you focusing a lot on PR or email marketing or, you know, TikTok, things like that? What else are you doing?
Yeah, so I'm doing everything at the moment except paid ads because they're scary and I don't know what to do with them. But yeah, at the moment I'm doing... social media is going really well because like you get to connect with people like even from Spain, like even from like so many other countries, you get to connect with people and to be able to you know have good connections and stuff. And then also doing pop-ups, like you get to meet people from like that area, and like they can like find out your social media and be able to connect with so many people, because sometimes like even in PR, people are like, if I'm in an event, then people are like, oh, Lily. Then sometimes if I'm in social media, they're like, oh, it's Lily. And then sometimes if I'm in a magazine, they're like, oh, it's Lily. So they're all working for me at the moment, and I just really love it.
And I feel like after kind of the pandemic, in real life pop-up events and things like that is so what everyone's craving right now, because we were so indoors and online, and now the kind of IRL experience is what we're really craving. So I can imagine that works so well for you.
It does. It's amazing.
Step me through a day in the life of Lily as both a girl who goes to school or is homeschooled, and also a girl who is an entrepreneur and young businesswoman?
Every day, I would say every day is different. It's a different day. Not every day is the same. So like the only thing is that my mom and my dad only try and bring in like what I'm doing in my business, try and bring in other subjects into my business. So I'm learning as well as like doing my business. So make sure that just... every day I'm learning, I'm creating, because every day could be me all doing math. One other day can be me all doing like artsy and doing crafts and stuff. Like every day is different, and just my parents and me just try and bring in the subjects for me to do in my everyday life as well. It's doing what else.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Sounds so amazing. What was your day like today? What did you do today? What did you do relating to the business?
So what I did today is I woke up, I brushed my teeth, I do my skincare, I got dressed, I said good morning to my mom and dad, just went downstairs, checked with my team, started like doing the making, and then started doing other stuff and just like doing stories to keep everybody updated. and then working with the team and everything I need to get done, and then now I'm doing a podcast.
And now you're on a podcast. Great day. What a great day. How do you come up with new ideas for new products or new launches that you're putting out?
At the moment, I would say, how I create the idea of doing like my candles and stuff, like my flash and just released, so how like I make it like and I create the design of it is like, okay, so I'm gonna use this vessel, like the beige vessel, I'm gonna use this wax, like because sometimes in different collections I use different wax, like if it's like pink wax or like orange wax or something. but we like put the wicks in, and then we like I see and I start designing what the label's gonna look like. Is it gonna look like full, like the pumpkins? Like I have to come up with a name, like Pumpkin Swirl, and that's something that's related to like full. And I start creating all the idea, then I start putting it in, printing out the label, put the label on, and then I start making the other ones and designing, and I really love it.
That's so cool. Does your community in places like Instagram, do they ask for certain kinds of products and kind of tell you what they want as well?
So, yeah, they also do that. They also say, like, oh, could I, like, I make custom candles. So people are like, about the custom candles, could I have, like, this for my wedding, or could I have this for, like, Thanksgiving or something? And, like, it could be a picture of her husband and, like, her and stuff, or a dog or something. And, like, we would, like, just design it of the picture and then put it on the candle however they want it, and then we send it to them and they're happily joyful with it.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. That's so great. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. I was reading something that you were talking about also in another episode or another article online, that you used to have a fear of public speaking. And I feel like a lot of people listening might also have that kind of fear. And actually for me, you know, I have a podcast now and I've interviewed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, but I used to also have a massive fear of public speaking. So I want to know how you overcame that and how you are, you know, so great at speaking online now, in person too, I'm sure.
So I did, when I was younger, I did have a big fear of public speaking because I would have stage fright of a lot of people, because sometimes, like, I mess up, I'm like, oh no, I'm embarrassed. So sometimes I got over that and I walk out into stage, I'm like, okay, there's a lot of people, but I've got this. And I walk in and I think happy thoughts. And I'm like, I got this, I can do this. And I just speak however I want to speak. And then I come out and then I'm like, I want to do it again. That was actually really fun. So I would say just believe in yourself, trust yourself, and yeah.
And speak kindly to yourself, your inner dialogue, speak kindly to yourself. I love that. Yeah, I think you made a really good point there, because it's easy to get into the kind of the rhythm of speaking that negative inner thought, and you really do need to believe in yourself and do need to be like, I have got this. Give yourself a pep talk and get out there. Get out there and try. I love that. What is your vision for the business? You know, what are the next kind of years look like for you in terms of the ultimate dream? I know you want to get into retail. I know you want to get into these really big stores, but what else is the dream? What's the vision?
I have lots. So there's also, like, I want to be able to, like, do my own skincare brand. I want to be able to do my own hair care brand. I want to be able to do my own body wash. Like, so many ideas, like, so much more. And yeah, I have, like, about a bajillion of them. I would tell them, but it's a lot. Yeah.
I'm excited for you. That sounds amazing. Very, very cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have a message or some advice for anyone listening who is maybe thinking about starting a business or has a dream to start a business in the future?
Uh-huh. So I would say, trust yourself, got this, like chase your dreams, and you are amazing. Everybody's different. And there's a good one that I'd love to say, that is, somebody said that don't let your inner thoughts take over other people's opinions.
That's a good one. Thank you for sharing that. I love that.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's June here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.